Jared Dillian. Own your money. Own your life.
I'm Jared Dillian. This is the Jared Dillian Show. If you want to call to talk about your money, please call 844-305-7800. That's 844-305-7800. This is the Jared Dillian Show. We had some good calls in the first segment. Very intelligent callers. I'll take the dumb ones, too. If anybody who wants to call can call 844-305-7800. I was just at Waffle House before the show, and I should go there more often. Waffle House is like the food of the gods. It's all natural, okay? You got the hash browns out of the plastic bag. You got the pancake batter in the five-gallon bucket on the floor. I mean, it's great. You can see your food being made right before your eyes. It's not a mystery as to what you're getting. Waffle House is the greatest thing in the world. I've heard a rumor that Warren Buffett has tried to buy Waffle House several times, and he's been rebuffed each time. And the reason is, it's like the best business in the world. It's in pretty much an all-cash business. It is amazing. And, you know, I got six eggs scrambled, three pieces of bacon, rare, and it cost like $10, and I threw down a 20, and that's my dinner. It was awesome. And by the way, that's diet food, okay? I'm doing keto, so eggs and bacon is diet food. You probably heard about this. We've talked about this in the past. I want to talk about it again because it's always relevant. It's just evergreen content. I want to talk about stock buybacks. What is a stock buyback? It's the craziest thing in the world. I can't believe we do this. Oh. Man, a company uses its cash and buys its own stock. That is legal. In fact, not only is it legal, it's very commonplace and actually encouraged by corporate finance faculty at universities worldwide. A company uses its own cash to buy back its own stock. And so the mechanics of that are very simple. You know, a company has a relationship with a bank, say Goldman Sachs, and I'm just using them as an example. Every bank does this. So if, say, IBM has a relationship with Goldman Sachs, so they start a buyback program. They're going to buy back 40 million shares. So they give an order to this guy who works on the buyback desk, and it's literally one guy, and it's the most boring job in the world, and he buys 200,000 shares a day. Every day until he's bought 40 million shares of the stock. Now, naturally, an additional 200,000 shares a day is going to put additional buying pressure on the stock, and it's probably going to go up. And one of the safest bets in the whole stock market is to be long a stock where there's a stock buyback going on. I mean, if you want to talk about stock buybacks, one of the most notorious of all time was GameStop. You know, people have been shorting GameStop for like 6 years. Because it's a garbage company. So GameStop did this financial engineering where they borrowed money, they tapped the bond market and they borrowed money and they used the cash to buy back their own stocks just to squeeze out the short sellers. So this, you know, now this has only been legal since 1983. Prior to 1983, it was considered to be manipulation. And it was illegal. And then we made it legal. And I don't know why, because it is manipulation. It's manipulation. There was another stock buyback in the early 2010s with Dillard's. That was a magnificent buyback. They ran that stock up like 400%. So it makes the stock go up. Now, who's complaining about this? If you own the stock, then you're happy. The stock is going up. Now, there's two ways a company can give money to shareholders. And the first way is fairly straightforward. You do it through dividends. You pay dividends. It's just cash. If you own 1,000 shares of stock and the dividend is 10 cents a share, then you get cash. The other way is buybacks. You buy back the stock. Now, the reason CFOs like to do buybacks and not dividends is because dividends are taxed, okay? And if you think about it, that money has been taxed twice. It was taxed once by corporate income taxes when the revenue was earned. And then it's taxed again at the dividend level. The individual investor pays taxes on the dividend. So the money gets taxed twice, which is not really fair. Buyback money is only taxed once. It's only taxed as corporate income, and that's it. So it makes more sense from a tax perspective to do buybacks. They spend cash to buy back stock. Now, sometimes companies do more than just use their cash. They go into debt. They issue bonds. They raise a bunch of cash, and then they buy back their stock, which increases the leverage of the corporation and the risk that one day they might go bankrupt. And there have been stocks that have done too many buybacks and borrowed too much money and have gone bankrupt, and we're probably going to see that in the coming year. So they go into debt to buy back stock. So should buybacks be allowed? Well, there was a discussion about this at the beginning of the pandemic when the airlines almost went bankrupt. And the only reason they didn't go bankrupt is because the government stepped in and the government gave them 1% loans. But they would have gone bankrupt. And the reason they almost went bankrupt is because they spent all their cash on buybacks. American Airlines in particular, they were the poster child for this. They spent all their cash on buybacks. And this is amazing. It's absolutely amazing. When the pandemic hit, they only had a month's worth of cash. Now, the airline business is very risky and volatile, and, you know, disasters happen. I mean, if you just look at 2001, 9/11. 9/11 happened and airlines were shut down for a couple of months. So there's any number of things that can happen to an airline where they're shut down for a period of time and they were running around with only a month's worth of cash on the balance sheet because they had spent all that money on buybacks. And the funny thing is that they're buying back stock at $40 a share, and now the stock is trading at $15 a share, so they lose money on trading their own stock. And by the way, corporations are notoriously bad at trading their own stock. They buy back their stock on their highs, and they end up issuing it on the lows. They are the worst traders of all time. I'm Jared Dillian. This is The Jared Dillian Show.
Jared Dillian. Own your money. Own your life.